sunshine. Give me a do. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good hands. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Do we want to call an audible here and run with this? Like, you guys call up flexing your intelligence. The fact that you know that most don't. We just went around the room. If you want to get in on this, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. I eat walnuts every day, but I'm not really sure what a walnut is, actually. So I Google it during the show because we're very busy in here. And found out that walnuts are not actually nuts at all. Walnuts are the seeds of a fruit called a drupe. D-R-U-P-E. Now you know.
So they're a drupe nut?
It's not a droopy nut.
A droopy nut.
That's sad.
That is.
So do you have one of those now you know moments? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, because we went around the room and most had them.
Mm-hmm. And this just happened recently. One of my good friends, Michelle, sent me this information about where, like, throwing up the middle finger and saying F you came from, right? Because I am notorious in my friend group. When we take group photos, I like to throw the bird. I'm super mature. Anyway. Before the Battle of Agincourt in 1415, the French, anticipating victory over the English, proposed to cut off the middle finger of all captured English soldiers.
Really?
Without the middle finger, it would be impossible to draw the renowned English longbow, and therefore they would be incapable of fighting in the future. This famous English longbow was made of the native English yew tree, and the act of drawing the longbow was known as plucking the yew, or pluck yew.
Yew.
Much to the bewilderment of the French, the English won a major upset and began mocking the French by waving their middle fingers at the defeated French and saying pluck yew. Over the decades, Americans have since changed the words to from pluck you to F you,
mm-hmm.
And that's why we threw up the bird.
Whoa, bro. The more you know. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Cassie.
I love these facts so much. This is my favorite. I'll like read them all day on Reddit. So I found out why pirates wear eye patches, and it's not generally always because they lost an eye like you would think. If you think about it, that's a lot of pirates losing eyes. It's because when they're on the ships sailing, they have one eye covered. So when they go below deck, they instantly are acclimated to the darkness and they can just move the patch to the other eye and see immediately in the dark. Then you go back above the deck and that other eye is already acclimating to the dark. So it just makes it easier to switch back and forth between the two.
The more you know. There it is.
I found out another really interesting one yesterday, and this one's especially for parents, why kids don't like vegetables. And it's an evolutionary thing. It's because kids don't like bitter stuff because poisons are bitter. So to survive, children, if they ate something bitter because their bodies are so small, they would spit it out immediately because their brain is registering it as poison. They have more taste buds than adults. So the older you get, you lose your taste buds and those vegetables stop tasting as bitter.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
Unless you call broccoli brontosaurus trees and then they'll eat whatever.
You guys know what Bic pens are, right?
Yeah.
Pretty standard pen.
Mm-hmm.
The top on it has a little hole at the very top of the cap that comes off. Why is there a hole there?
So you don't choke.
So when a kid swallows it, you don't choke. The air goes through the top of the pen. Whoa!
I like the way Cassie answered that, like, duh.
I know.
So you don't choke.
But I mean, didn't it happen? And that's why they did that? Because
that I don't know.
Yeah. So why do they know not to eat vegetables, but they'll eat Bic pens? What are those taste buds?
No one said they were smart. It's their lizard brains. All right.
All right. So you made a promise, Mo. Moving on. In your men's group that you are not sure that you can hold now?
That's exactly that. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think it's one of those situations where as a guy, it sounds good at first when you talk to your male friends about how men are not always vocal and vulnerable with each other. And we don't necessarily tell each other when we need help. But then when you do get a male friend come to you for help, you realize that it was probably a bad idea to ask him to do that.
Right.
And that's kind of where I am. I'm very much in a panic right now. And it's because a few months back, me and three of my friends, it's four of us, we all live in different states. We're all at different places in our lives. But there was a point in our 20s when me and these guys were so close that we saw each other all the time. We spoke all the time. We always knew what was going on with each other's lives. And then obviously you get older, you get lives of your own, things change. And at some point we were going months without speaking to each other. So one of us came up with the idea that we would try, when it started in the pandemic, that we would try to Zoom each other at least once a week just to check in with each other and see if there's anything that the group can do for any individual in the group. Once a week turned out to be entirely too much. That didn't work. But we did stick to once a month. So for like the last 6 or 7 months, every month we Zoom with each other and we try to force each other to be genuinely vulnerable about whatever you can use your guy's help or advice on.
And you, hopefully you have like a flat rule that you can't make fun of anybody. This is not one of those times where you can like make light of stuff or like goad each other or make fun of each other.
Well, we do have a rule, but the rule is you have to make fun of each other.
Yeah. Oh, that's
the way it works.
Dudes are different. Yeah, dudes are different. That's the way we show love.
Yes. Like, you're going to get it. We're going to help you, but you're going to get these jokes first.
Yeah.
Except in this case, because it was so serious that I think we were all kind of like, okay, we might need a woman. Like, I don't know. I don't know if we can do this as guys. And I genuinely realized, as much as we were joking about it, I don't think I've ever once gone to any of my male friends with like a serious problem. I don't think any of us have ever done that with each other. Mm. It's always been something that you can joke about. And then I think this particular time, it was something that we weren't prepared for because it's something that we don't feel comfortable joking about.
Question. I know this might sound weird. Is your group made up of other black men?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, it's one white guy, three black men.
Okay. Because I'm in a men's group and it's all white dudes and we got no problem like dumping on each other. No problem.
And it's the same.
Okay.
It's pretty much. And we've all known each other since college. I mean, so we're all very, very close. The thing is, there's one guy in our group who is very, like, believe this or not, he's more introverted than me. Like, this is the only person I've ever met in my life that's way more introverted than me. He'll go 3 to 5 months not speaking to any of us, and none of us panic. We just know that's mm-hmm. just him.
Mm-hmm.
He goes into his zone, you won't hear from him, and when he pops back up, it's like nothing ever happened. It's like he was never gone. So typically, in these groups, it's usually 90% of the time joking. Maybe somebody has something going on in their life, and usually you just really need to vent. That's mostly what it is. You just need your dudes to listen, and then we joke about it. That's how we get through it. So we were completely unprepared for him, especially him, as the guy in the group who is never vulnerable, never wants to speak about his issues, actually coming to the table with like a genuine concern. And immediately, as we got on the Zoom, we knew something was off. I mean, he's the biggest jokester of all of us. And he just wasn't joking. He was kind of just sitting there quiet, letting everybody speak. And then one of my other friends asked the question that started it all, which was, how are you doing with this new girl? Because he's been dating and he's been excited about the woman that he's dating. And they've been dating for a few months. And he was like, well, we're not speaking. So we're like, what happened? And he says that she goes on a lot of business trips and he doesn't think much of it, but now he's starting to feel like she might be lying. The reason is she did say that she was going on a business trip. She did say that there was going to be some guys there. It's like a group of them, I guess, who all work together. But she never mentioned in the entire time about any one-on-one meetings or dinners with another guy, in which we were trying to figure out, if is that even something that you should mention? Like, if you know that within this work group that you're going out with, that there is a particular employee that's of the opposite sex that you may be closer to than everyone else in the group, and you know that you might end up one-on-one with them at a dinner as opposed to as a group, is that something that you have to mention to your significant other? He felt like it was. Like, that's something that he should have known. And so she accidentally FaceTimed him while she was out at the dinner. And he immediately realized that she was only talking to one other guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think she realized she FaceTimed him at first. So he listened. And nothing was really said that was like smoking gun. Like, okay, I know something is going on. It was normal conversation. But just the fact alone that she was there one-on-one with this guy and she presented the information as if it was always a group setting has him feeling like that's enough reason to not trust her. Whereas to her thing is, it really wasn't that big of a deal. I didn't think I needed to tell you that it was only two of us because everybody else had already left.
Well, would she have done that if it was a woman? And then she went one-on-one with a woman to dinner?
Would she have mentioned it?
Yeah.
That's a good point because mm-hmm. that also came up. And no, she wouldn't have said anything about it at all. And I don't think he would have felt like she had to.
Yeah.
Here's where I'm a little confused. So it was a group setting, then everybody peeled off and they were alone.
Right. That's her story.
Okay.
Not that the two of them went out to dinner by themselves.
Right.
Because those are two different things.
They are two
very different
things.
If she's being honest and everybody peeled off and they were just there hanging out, I don't think you need to tell him, hey, I'm with a dude right now and everybody else left. But if they went out one-on-one, I think that's something you got to say, right?
Yeah, for me, this is an absolute deal breaker. So I had a friend like this that over a period of time, she was constantly telling me so many different, not even lies, but so many just like bent truths that I just knew that I could never really trust the things that she was telling me. And honestly, it built up a lot of resentment in me because I never really felt like the stories that she was telling me were actually true. Cause I would always feel like I would have to have follow-up questions like, oh, well, what do you mean by that? Or what actually happened? So honestly, like if I'm in his position, this would be enough for me to end it because I would never feel like I would be getting the full truth because I feel like you can't trust me with what you say is actually going on.
And that was kind of my advice to him. I'm like, regardless of what we tell you, if you know she's going to continue to go on these business trips, and if you're already at a place where you don't trust it and you don't trust her, you're going to have to continue to deal with mm-hmm. that. And I feel like it's going to always be an issue for him. So he's kind of at a crossroads on how to handle that.
The Bird Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tori knows that this new dude that she's seeing has himself a side gig, but she's not sure if it's ethical or not, and not sure if she should continue to ditch this guy or date him.
She wants to know, should she ditch a date? Make a move or wait? Should she keep him or dump him? She wants to know if she should banish him or be smashing him, bury his bones or jump him.
All right, Tori, what is this unethical or ethical side job that this dude has?
Yeah, so this is for a friend of mine, and she needs some, like, major tough love right now because she is simply refusing to listen to me. She's been dating this guy for a few weeks, and he told her something that I think is just a giant red flag. He admitted that sometimes he earns extra money by panhandling on the street. And, like, he is not poor. He's not homeless or anything like that. Like, this man has a job. But he thinks this is like an easy way to get extra cash. And then when he does this, he says that he's collecting money to help children. Yeah, it's not entirely lying because like he's using the money for child support payments. But like, I don't know, to me that feels very scammy. And my friend, she's not very lucky when it comes to dating. And like, she's like kind of letting this slide and she's justifying it saying like, at least he's trying to support his kids. But I don't know. I don't think this is something that she should let slide. Like, this is a pretty big red flag. And, like, yeah, it's good he's supporting his child. But, like, I feel like he should be doing that with the money he's earning at his job. And he's just going about this in, like, a really dishonest and weird way. And I don't even know if, like, this is legal what he's doing. And I just think it, like, shows a lot about his character and his, like, honesty. So I'd love for you to agree with me and tell my friend that she should dump this guy.
We will. But here's the thing. If she has all this information and she is still choosing to be with this man, Tori, there is nothing you can do.
Yeah, he must be great in other areas is all I'm saying.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but like if everything you laid out for us, what he is doing as far as like, you know, panhandling and he's saying it's for kids and he's actually using it for his mm-hmm. kids for child support, like If she has all that information that you just told us and she is still choosing to be with this man, then your girl's going to have to just, she's going to have to learn the hard way.
Yeah, he's got a really shady vision of values right there. And if this is one thing, there's got to be others.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat where if I had a friend like this, the first thing I would want to do is try and control the situation. Yeah. Like, this is clearly bad news. We need to get you out of this relationship.
It's like SEAL Team 6, extract her from this relationship.
Yeah, we need to eject her from this relationship. But I heard something on TikTok that's been going pretty viral the last couple of weeks. And it's made me redirect my thinking when it comes to my friends being in bad relationships, because I'm the first person to tell you to leave. But this, I don't know who said it, was some influencer that says, the man that a woman chooses in their relationship says everything about how much she loves herself.
Oh, that's good. Mm. Say that again.
Oh, wow.
The man that she chooses to be in a relationship with, your female friend, says everything about how much she loves herself. Damn. So I think you got to take that energy towards wanting to eject her from this relationship and just pour it into making sure that her self-worth is where it needs to be, so that she feels that when she's ready to leave that relationship, she can move on.
We don't need Socrates. We don't need philosophers. We have TikTok now.
Shout out TikTok. No, you're 100% right. That's like the best advice ever. Abby, she nailed it. Instead of trying to get her out of this relationship, just make sure your friend knows her self-worth and how much she's loved by you.
All right, we're all going to agree on this, so let's make it a little bit challenging. Mo, you are being hired as a defense attorney.
Oh, okay? Now, lovely.
As a defense attorney, you are paid to defend your clients if you agree with them or not. So defend this dude and his panhandling, even though he doesn't need to.
Here's the thing. Man, that's good. That's really good. Here's the thing. In life, we all know that life is hard.
Yeah.
We all have different journeys, different travels, different things that we have to do that we're not necessarily proud of at times.
Different struggles.
Sure.
Most people are smart enough to keep things like this to themselves and not tell you when they're doing foolish things. But this man is clearly transparent, okay? He's being vulnerable.
100%
he's letting
honest.
You in. Yes, this is an honest man who's simply doing whatever he feels is necessary at the end of the day to take care of his kids. Mm-hmm. And if he do that for his kids whom he loves, once he loves you, he'd do the same for you. So isn't that the kind of guy you want in your life?
Well done. The answer is no.
But a solid but well argument. Done.
Solid
Thank
argument.
You. Thank you.
Yeah, Tori, go ahead. Tell your friend. Just she needs to blow this guy off. And if she listens to you, great. If not, just move on with your life.
Okay, perfect. And get her to love herself.
Yes.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, Tori, see ya. The Burt Show. We used to call it, what petty hill would you die on? Like, not major, major, major issues, but like small, petty, superficial hills that you believe nobody else does, and you are willing to die for your right and your opinion.
And that's what BuzzFeed has done. So yeah, so this is the list that BuzzFeed has curated from the internet. People are sharing their pettiest hills to die on, and it's already a dumpster fire in the comments, it says. And it says, recently I asked the BuzzFeed community to share a small hill they are willing to die on. The results have convinced me that we are all driven by our own convictions, no matter how insignificant they may seem to one another. So one of them is, I refuse to pump my own gas. I don't care if people call me spoiled or an elitist. I won't subject myself to the smell, the germs on the handles, the possible compromise of the info on my credit card, or the danger of standing outside my car for an extended time. It's worth the extra money for me. Lucky Oregonians, by the law, they only have full service.
And I think New Jersey also.
New Jersey. All of my friends from New Jersey feel like that.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe because I never use it. I didn't even know it was still a thing.
Had no idea.
Oh, yeah. In Jersey, I don't think you pump your gas anywhere.
Right.
They always do it for you.
Fascinating. Next, Mo, this one will hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
Nickelback is great. Yes, I said it. Great. It's a great band.
Talk about it. They got smashes, whether y'all accept it or not.
Great.
Great.
Or just not as bad as people make them out to be.
I'm not saying they're the best band of all time, but you can give them great. They got some smashes. All right. I'm not doing this with y'all.
Look at this photograph. All right, if you choose to sit outside while eating/drinking, you do not get to complain when some insect ends up in your food or drink. You don't get another for free. Mm-hmm. I think that's actually fair. Yeah. Texting should only be used for short one sentence, maximum two messages of absolute necessity. Real phone conversations happen live one-to-one using voices.
I completely agree.
Real phone live conversations?
I
agree. I do not like getting 4 or 5 paragraphs of text messages. You could have just told me this when we talk later.
I'd rather do that all day long. I hate talking on the phone so
Same.
Much. So much now.
I can't believe you think that.
I really do. I hate
being the introvert you are.
Yeah, probably because I don't like reading.
that thing you stand behind and put your notes on when giving a speech is called a lectern, not a podium. A podium is a raised dais. Thank you. Upon which a speaker stands. Mm. Then these two, back to back. Pineapple doesn't belong on pizza.
Fact.
Followed by the petty hill I'll die on is arguing over what pineapple on pizza is bleeping stupid. Just eat what you like. Who the hell cares?
Have you tried pineapple with jalapeno?
On pizza?
Uh-huh, together.
No.
Dude, it's a deadly combo, man. You got to at least try it once for me.
Really?
Yeah, it'll change your life.
All right, I'll try. Yeah.
A hot dog is a kind of taco, and you will never convince me otherwise.
We've been there.
Aaliyah will always be number one over Beyonce.
A lot of people feel that way.
Really?
A lot of people feel that way. Yeah, especially from millennials, for sure.
Bags of chips and popcorn should not be served during professional developments meetings. We are in a forced proximity where the audience is quiet to listen to the presenter and the snacks are so loud and annoying.
If Tommy were here, he would agree to that, for sure.
Dogs belong on furniture and in beds. They spend their lives trying to make us happy. We can at least offer them comfort.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Mm-mm. They make doggy beds for a reason.
Right.
We have doggy beds, but they're also in the bed. They're also on the couch. I'm letting you know right now. Hey, I do my guest a solid. I have the lint roller that I will give you upon leaving my house. But if you sit on my couch, your ass is going to be covered in dog hair.
How many heartbeats do you have in your house every night, or in your bed every night?
Just Bart and I.
Oh, okay. I thought all the dogs were in
no,
there.
No. Willie, the big monster, the 120-pound one, used to sleep in the bed with us, but now he has a nice Tempur-Pedic bed that he likes to sleep on the floor.
Okay.
So all the dogs have their own space.
God bless America.
I know, right?
You look around the world, people are sleeping on the soil.
Everyone is just pretending to like steak.
What?
I grew up in a vegetarian home and started eating meat only in my late teens, and I swear I never ate a steak that was even remotely tasty. I tried many times in many different places, even in high-end restaurants, and they all taste like nothing and feel like a rubber sole.
What? Bugging. No way.
Because you grew up in the vegan house,
yeah.
Right?
Just say you don't like steak.
No, but to them, they're like, no, yeah, that's their petty hill they're going to die on. All right, people who correct grammar on the internet are often more annoying than those who make the mistakes.
For sure.
True.
Not often.
I knew that was going to be the one.
Not often. Always.
Y'all need to learn the difference between I'm bawling my eyes out and a baseball. You need to learn the difference between an aisle you walk down and an island. And you need to learn how to spell tonight. It drives me insane.
Wait,
thank you.
How do they spell tonight?
It's T-O-N-I-G-H-T is how you spell tonight.
But I like spelling it T-O-N-I-T-E.
That's wrong.
Well, I've never noticed you do that, and I think it's because we're friends. I must have blacked it out, but my mom does it, and oh, my God.
So there's
I wrote a couple down.
Oh, you did?
Because okay. I knew you were going to do this, all right? And this one is recent for me. Red Robin burgers are the top three burger in America.
Stop this.
Red Robin.
Have you had one?
No.
What?
I've never had one in my life.
They're pretty. I am more partial to the fries than I am the burger.
Hollis just introduced me to it, and I'm like, this is a mouth parade.
Really? Red Robin.
Red Robin. Okay?
They are delicious.
On the subject of burgers, too, Five Guys over In-N-Out all day, every day.
Well, Five Guys is my favorite burger in the world.
Yeah, In-N-Out is overrated.
That's where I went yesterday.
Five Guys?
Because, you know, I had that stomach bug or whatever, and I hadn't been able to eat. I'm like, we're going to go back in. We're going to go back in hard. So I went yesterday to Five Guys. I didn't get a little fry. I got me a regular fry, and Jimmy and I polished that puppy off.
As you should have.
Another petty heel. Most people that drive selfishly or erratically have Florida license plates. You ever notice?
I'm not going to disagree.
You will. You'll start. All public bathroom stalls should be floor to ceiling.
Yes.
I like that one.
I like that.
That's a good one.
Movie musicals should have special edits. If you like musicals, you can see them in theater too. The other theater, you cut out the singing and you just have the talking parts of the musicals.
Movie I like be this. 6 minutes.
I used to edit out parts of songs I didn't like.
Really?
Yeah, and then I listened to my version.
Are you serious?
Yeah, really? You know what? Britney Spears and Oops, I Did It Again, where she has that stupid talk break about throwing the diamond into the ocean. I hated it, so I took it out.
And there are very few stage DJs that actually really need to be there. I mean, you're doing all the work before you get on there, and a bunch of them are on stage doing nothing anyway for theater, and most of them suck at it.
Nowadays, gotcha. That's true. Very true.
It's Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Imagine the panic that would course through your veins as you're on the beach having a great time, and then you realize that you've lost your wedding ring. And not only is it your wedding ring, but it's originally your late mother's ring, so there's an added level of sentimentality to it.
How does that happen? How does it slip off like that?
Oh, it happens all the time.
Does it? Yeah. On yours also?
No, not on mine, but I know it happens to people. If it's a little bit on the loose side,
yep.
And you have like your sunscreen on or whatever, and it just at some point, or if you take it off to do something and mm-hmm. then you forget and you like throw the towel or you like it falls out of your bag. I mean, there's a million different ways that you could lose something valuable on the beach, which is why you just shouldn't take jewelry out there, period. But so this dude is devastated, but there was a guy out there by the name of Stephen Andrews that had a metal detector. So he, you know, obviously felt really bad for this dude. And so he's out there trying to see if he can find it. And I wanted to play this just because I love him so much.
Which so, guy, the metal detector guy or the other dude?
The metal detector guy.
Yeah, that's a personality, I think.
It is.
Yeah.
That is, metal detector should be like another category for like a personality trait, 100%. So here he is talking to Channel 10 Wavy TV Norfolk.
I gritted the beach off and I went in the water and gritted the water off. After about an hour, I kind of went away and I came back for one last try. And bam, yeah, I hit it right there on that last shot, right near the edge of the water right there.
One last try.
I always wondered when I'm on the beach how much these guys are really making a day for their effort, because they'll sweep it pretty good at the end of the day. But there was a story last week of somebody that found, did you hear about this? There was like a box underneath the sand, like a briefcase that had $100,000 in it. And somebody with one of these metal detectors.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know if they found it through. That
was different.
That was lake fishing or whatever. Magnet fishing.
It was the magnet fishing.
Oh, I had it all twisted then.
Yeah, no, it wasn't in sand. We talked about that last week, and that's something where you take a giant magnet and you throw it in like small bodies of water, and you just pull up anything metal, and they found the briefcase in that.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, and apparently Kaylee tried it for the first time when he was on vacation. I actually follow a guy on Instagram that does this.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating.
Pulls up a Ferrari from time to time.
He did pull up a golf cart.
They really?
He really did. One of those motorized scooters, those rascals. Uh-huh. He's found a lot of guns.
Yeah, I bet.
A lot of guns. So every time he does that, he has to call the cops, and it's highly entertaining.
Yeah, Tommy.
Did I ever tell you guys a story about the guy and the wedding ring in Florida? I was on a radio show in Florida, our friend Paul Castronovo. This guy is out fishing, and he catches one of those fishes with the long nose, and a wedding ring is on it. It was one he had thrown in the water after he got divorced.
Come on.
It had grown around the fish's nose.
You're
so there
lying.
Was like that indentation like this on my hand because mine's been on here forever. And we thought he was lying. We lined up a lie detector test. The Today Show got involved, and the guy was telling the truth.
So the guy that threw the wedding ring in was the divorced guy and then found it years later?
Yes, on this fish's nose. That's
what crazy. Is the universe trying to tell you?
Right. Yes, you better get back with that woman.
You find her.
Yep.
So then I saw this question posed on Instagram, and I wanted to ask you guys, if you were handed a box containing every item you have ever lost... Mm. What would you look for first?
My pride and dignity.
my mind and my heart.
Yes. Okay.
Wow, what is the most prized possession that you ever lost?
It doesn't have to be most prized or most sentimental, like, you know, something that meant so much to you and you like, but you are magically bestowed a box with every item you've ever lost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's, I mean, this is a given for what happened recently, but if I'm handed this box, I'm looking for Jimmy's horsey that we lost at Disney. Like, I'm immediately going to, like, find his lovey, his horsey that we lost at Disney. But if it's not that, then there was a necklace that I lost in high school, and it was actually my mom's, and I had laid it out in the girls' basketball locker room, and somebody had come and stolen it.
That's messed
up. It would be jewelry for me, too.
Jewelry.
I've definitely lost a lot of jewelry over the years that I would look for.
I remember you saying anytime anybody gave you something and you wore it, you ended up losing it.
A girl gave me a bracelet once. I lost it. My grandmother gave me a watch once. I lost it. My mom gave me a necklace. I lost it. So stop giving me jewelry.
I don't wear a lot of jewelry, but it wouldn't be one item. The amount of sunglasses I have lost over the years. It might be one of the first questions I ask God is like, A, how much did I waste on alcohol? And B, how much did I lose in sunglasses?
For me, when I was a kid, I got this China tea set.
And it was from this specific relative that when I opened it up, she was like, this is so delicate. I got to put this away for you until you take it home. So she took it away from me when I was like 5 or 6 years old and I never saw that tea set again. So I want to know what she did with that. Where did it go? Where are my saucers in my plates?
Yeah, mine would probably not be one item, but it'd be worth thousands of dollars of sunglasses. Because I always say to myself, all right, I'm not going to lose these. If I spend more money on them, I'm going to be more careful with it. And that never, ever happens. What were most people's response?
Oh, I didn't even look. Oh, here you go. My soul, my dignity, yeah, my sanity.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
You met a celebrity and you walked away with an impression, either super nice person and you were so pleasantly surprised, or they were just really cold to you, maybe had an attitude, maybe you were a server, they didn't tip well, they seemed entitled. Now is your chance. We've done this before. You met a celebrity. You tell us the name of the celebrity, and we're going to try to guess if they were super nice to you or if they were big fat jerks. 1-855-BURT-SHOW. There is a list right now going on Reddit that the reason why I don't like this one is it's only highlighting the negative experiences with celebrities.
Well, because the positive ones aren't fun to listen to.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. More read, yeah. But no, I think I would. Like, yeah, I would want to know that if you had a run-in with, like, J-Lo and she was super, super nice, especially because she's getting so much bad press right now. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know that. So 1-855-BURT-SHOW. Here's what we're starting with on this Reddit list. And the first one really surprised me. Blake Lively?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's getting a ton of bad press right now with It Ends With Us. And honestly, in hindsight, it's not surprising because she apparently has all this beef with Justin Baldoni, who is the director. But if you look back at everybody who she's worked with in the past, Anna Kendrick, Armie Hammer, they all like supposedly hate her and had a bad experience working with her.
I hate that.
I know.
I want to. So it makes me wonder because it says here like mostly entitled, snobby, rudest person to deal with.
Through temper tantrums is what it says.
And I remember like back in the day what Katherine Heigl went through, but she was just a woman who asserted herself. And I'm wondering, is Blake Lively just a woman who asserts herself because she knows what she wants when it comes to her performance or the film she's in? And people are taking that as being rude and entitled, but she's just a strong woman, and some people take issue with strong women.
I don't know. It's such an unfair list anyway. You don't know what happened to them on the way to the set or anything, so it's kind of an unfair list anyway.
Absolutely.
Dr. Phil, he has no eye contact rule. One of the nastiest, most self-absorbed people, this person says on Reddit.
If you're okay, so you have a no contact rule with Dr. Phil. Where are you going to look?
No eye contact.
Right at him?
Right in the mustache? Right in the stash?
Scarlett Johansson? No! Very high maintenance, demanding things left and right, is what they say on Reddit. Ben Stiller and John Cusack, both very entitled, exactly what you would expect from them. That is actually just the opposite of what I would expect from them.
I love Zoolander.
All right, Christy, what is the celebrity that you met and have an impression of? And we try to guess if they were nice or not.
Ben Affleck.
I'm going to say super nice.
Same. Nice.
I'm going not nice.
I feel like this could go one of two ways, but lately...
Well, yes, it can.
It can, well, Abby.
No,
you're
like,
playing the odds.
It's a 50-50.
I mean, like, I could see... You know what? What odds? Whatever. I choose the third option. I feel like he was lukewarm.
Are you taking nice or not nice?
I'm taking the third option because it could go one of three ways.
Hey, all right, go ahead, Ben. Was Ben Affleck nice, not nice, or lukewarm?
He was amazing, super friendly, awesome.
I've heard that also. And I think this is the problem with J-Lo. I think he is living this big-ass Hollywood life right now, and this dude's just kind of a down-to-earth Boston guy.
Mm-hmm.
That is also a celebrity, but he's low-key.
But you know what you're getting yourself into when you date and marry J-Lo.
Yeah, but you do. She's hot, though.
You do it anyway, but you know what you're getting yourself into.
Hey, Regina, just tell us the name of the celebrity. We try to predict one of three outcomes.
All right. It's Coolio.
Coolio. Nah, he was cool.
This could go one of four.
Oh, now it's cool.
Yes.
So I come with bias because I had an unfortunate run-in with Coolio.
It was unfortunate?
It was unfortunate. So we had booked him for our second chance prom when I was doing radio in Raleigh, and he was not a pleasant individual to deal with.
That's shocking to me.
And he actually cursed out the radio station
really?
On stage.
Really?
What? This is what I was going to go with anyway. I was going to say not nice. What are you, Abby, what are the,
yeah, what are the
one
six,
of four?
I'm choosing the fourth option. I feel like he was cool. I feel like he was Coolio.
What if I told you what time and place it was?
Go ahead. It sounds like you got a story.
It was at 3 a.m. in the morning at Waffle House.
Oh, he was so cool because, yeah.
Yeah, he's hammered and stoned.
Yeah. He's either cool or you fighting.
Yeah. Just a bad one at 3 a.m. at Waffle House.
So really nice at Waffle House?
He was really nice at Waffle House.
Yeah.
All right.
He recognized him out of the group.
Yeah. That could go one of a whole bunch of different ways. Here is Michael. Good morning, Michael. You're on the Bird Show. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Okay. The name of the celebrity?
Goldberg, the wrestler.
The wrestler, also Goldberg. An Atlanta Falcon, I believe. Right?
I had the opportunity to meet him, and he was incredibly kind, incredibly nice. I mean, he is great with his fans. I'm going to say he was awesome.
I just saw a biography on him, and a lot of people said a lot of the same things, that he wasn't always the greatest backstage with wrestlers, but he was always good with his fans. So I'll say it was good.
Abby?
I got to be honest. I don't know who this man is.
Okay.
I'm going to go he's incredibly kind.
He owns all the bagel places.
Oh, he does? You can't be in a bad mood with all that. Wait, did you just set me up?
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. I'll say really, really nice. Really nice or kind of a douche?
It was really nice. He took pictures and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Well,
okay, I'd like to hear that. All right. This one here. Oh. Good morning, Vanessa. The name of the celebrity?
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez. Stakes are high here. Now, I will tell you, years ago, we had her in here. Years ago. Wow, she is beautiful. And that booty, that's for real.
She bootylicious.
She was super, super nice while we were on air. And then as soon as the mics were off, it wasn't like nice or not nice. It was just like, business is over. See you later.
Mm.
See, and I've had the opportunity to interview her, and she was super nice. But I don't know if that was like professional nice or if she would be like that in everyday life.
I think I have the sense she knows how to play the business game and is really nice, but
she was a great interview.
But in private, I think she's probably pretty entitled.
Shockingly, most of the people who have met her have told me that she was nice out in the wild. So I'll go with nice.
Okay.
All right. I'm going with nice because that's what I hope it is.
I'll go with not nice because I like to stir the pot.
What do we got?
Well, I met her when she was dating Diddy. And she was incredibly nice, actually was sick when I met her, and she took care of me, made sure that I was feeling well, made sure that somebody went and got me medication to feel better, and really, like, watched over me and took care of me.
Okay.
Oh, that's all right.
Very awesome to hear.
Super, thanks. Super nice.
Thanks, J-Lo's publicist.
Angela has two celebrities. Two. Hey, Angela.
Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher when they were together.
I happened to meet them both also at a Super Bowl party in Miami.
Of course you did.
Oh. I did. They flew in on a helicopter.
What? Of course they did.
Really? They sure did.
Nice.
It was at A-Rod's house.
You did. Yeah.
Wow. What are you guys going to say?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, my gut is telling me not nice.
I think Ashton Kutcher is such a cool dude. I'm going nice.
I'm
going
to go nice on Ashton, but not so nice on Demi.
Correct.
Yeah. I got that.
Oh.
It was sweet to her, but it was not reciprocated.
Yeah, I got the same.
You got the same.
Hey, The Bird Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.